WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like some things just set you off BAM. Anger, frustration, sadness hits you like a tidal wave. You're not alone. We all have emotional triggers, those pesky little things that send our emotional thermostat soaring. But guess what? We don't have to be slaves to them. Today, we're diving into a world of emotional triggers and how to manage them with some powerful stoic wisdom. So, imagine this. You're driving down the road, right? And bam. Some jackrabbit cuts you off. Your heart starts racing, your hands clench on the steering wheel, maybe even a few choice words escape your lips. That, my friends, is an emotional trigger in action. It's that automatic reaction, often negative, to something specific, a person, a situation, a thought. The good news is, we can learn to recognize these triggers and respond with intention instead of reacting like a pinball machine. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you manage those emotional triggers. First up, awareness. You got to know your enemy. What situations or people tend to set you off? Keep a journal. Pay attention to your physical sensations when you feel triggered. Is your heart racing? Do you get a headache? Recognizing the patterns will give you valuable clues. Remember that feeling of being blindsided by an emotional wave? With awareness, it's like having a radar warning system. You see the trigger coming and can prepare yourself. Next, challenge those thoughts. Ever notice how our minds love to jump to conclusions, especially when we're feeling triggered? They did this on purpose. I'm going to fail miserably. Those thoughts can snowball into a full-blown emotional meltdown. So, challenge them. Ask yourself. Is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, those catastrophic thoughts are just exaggerated versions of reality. By questioning them, you can gain some perspective and calm the storm in your mind. Think about it like this. Imagine someone throwing a tantrum because their ice cream cone melted. Ridiculous, right? Well, sometimes our emotions act like that melting ice cream. We let little things get out of control. By consciously choosing our thoughts, we can avoid those emotional meltdowns and respond with more grace and composure. Now, this one's a game changer. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to breathe, observe your surroundings, feel the ground beneath your feet. Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on autopilot. It helps you step back from those overwhelming emotions and gain some perspective. Even just a few deep breaths can make a world of difference. Remember that feeling of being completely absorbed in a good book or movie? You lose track of time, everything else fades away. That's mindfulness in action. By bringing your attention to the present moment, you can escape the grip of those triggers and find a sense of calm. Here's a real-world example. Say your boss gives you some tough feedback on a project. Ever felt like wanting to curl up under your desk and disappear? That's a trigger. But instead of reacting defensively, take a few deep breaths, acknowledge the feedback, and ask clarifying questions. You might even learn something valuable. See, by choosing how we respond, we can turn a potentially stressful situation into an opportunity for growth. So, there you have it, 5 powerful tools to manage those emotional triggers. Awareness, challenging thoughts. Mindfulness, taking responsibility for your actions, and remembering that emotions are temporary. Remember, friends, you are not defined by your triggers. You have the power to choose how you respond. By practicing these stoic principles, you can build resilience, navigate life's challenges with grace, and ultimately, live a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Now go out there and rock it. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little mental fortitude boost. Let's keep this conversation going. Tag me on social media with your hash mental fortitude moment. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.